following podcast contains strong language and adult themes and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message.
Marine. I don't know where to start. There's too much to tell. Never told you where I was holed up before, but I'm on the move now, so check the feeds for news on Burns, Alaska. There'll be some scrubbed version of what actually went down. You can read between the lines. We got a head start. I don't know if it's hours or days, but we're ahead of them for now. Me and Mallory. She helped me and Burns, and now I'm going to help her on her way. Marine, there's something you need to know about Weapon X. The Sentinel program got more advanced. You can't trust anyone. Listen, I gotta go. I'll call you when I can. Maureen, I'm gonna have this phone for the next 24 hours. Call me before it goes black. I need to talk to you. It's important. I'm calling from Japan. It's just me now. Mallory split away in Thailand. Call me, okay?
Trouble.
Please try again later. Goodbye. They found me. Everything's gone to hell again. Why aren't you picking up, Maureen? Why don't you call me back? Listen, if it's about what I've done before, if it's about me leaving, I already went over that, okay? Give me some goddamn sign that you're all right, Maureen. Just tell me that you're alive. Just tell me you're alive. Maureen, I'm here. I'm stateside. I made some calls. Nobody seems to know where you are. So I'm assuming the worst at this point. Maybe you won't ever hear this message, but I just want you to know I'm heading to New Orleans. I'm coming to find you.
Marvel and Stitcher present Marvel's Wolverine, The Lost Trail. Chapter 1. Among the Missing.
Mind if I grab that glass off you, ma'am?
Yes, yeah, as long as you bring me back one glass. I'm dying here, yeah?
It's not all right.
Marcus, where you at?
All right.
Once you finish clearing off these tables, need to be back here in the kitchen doing some prep.
Yes, sir.
You don't need to be serving me. Just call me Burl.
Oh, heavens. I try.
All right. Horses are stacking up. Set yourself up on the bench out back and get shucked.
Yes, sir. I mean Burl.
Talk now. You can't just be coming in and pushing people
hell?
Around here.
What's going on, bro?
This is my home.
Where is she?
Burl!
Where's Maureen?
I told you I don't know no Maureen.
Hey, stop it! You stop! You leave Burl
alone! Marcus!
No, you leave
Burl alone! Marcus, put the knife down. Don't you worry. Everything's good.
Mind your business, kid.
Don't hurt him.
He'll live longer.
Don't hurt him. He's just a boy. If your beef with me, it's with me. Stop acting like a damn animal. Let's sit down, have a drink, figure things out. All right? Marcus, get back to work, son.
Are you sure?
Finish up in the kitchen. Go on.
Oh, this way.
It's better be on the house.
Done a lot of talking on this back porch out here. With friends. Hey, got enough white flags for you? Let's start over. With some bourbon between us, keeps the peace here. Now, one for me, and one...
Just give me the bottle.
Come on. Jesus, man. You okay?
Better now.
And I guess we better get talking while you're still in a good mood. I didn't catch your name.
Name's Logan. And if I was able to track her here, they can too.
They? Who's they? Hell, who's this Maureen?
Here. Picture of her.
Oh, sure now. Yeah, but she wasn't calling herself Maureen. Yeah, man. Had her out here 3-4 times. She can sing. She silenced the crowd. You could tell she was working through some hurt. Don't suppose you had anything to do with it.
Keep talking.
I want to help you, but only if that helps Maureen. Given the way you coming in here, how am I supposed to know that you don't mean her no harm?
I don't. Christ, I'm hurt.
Hurt what?
I don't want to goddamn hurt her, but there are people who do. And they're coming.
Who's they?
People you can't share a drink with. So you might want to close up shop, get out of town for a while.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean it.
Look, this place, there's not much, but it helps people. The food, the drinks, the music, helps them forget, even if only for a little while. I'm not going anywhere. So, this Maureen... Last time she booked a gig, maybe a month ago, you didn't seem so good.
What was that supposed to mean?
Tired might be the word for it, but I don't know. Being honest, I thought she might have a problem, you know what I'm saying? With pills or the needle.
No, that's not her.
Something was off. She shows up 20 minutes late, won't look me in the eye, doesn't move right, muttering to herself. Hey there.
What?
Just come and see if everything's all right.
Quiet, please.
Sorry, what?
I mean, I like to have a little quiet before I play.
Oh, okay. Brought you some water.
Thanks.
You sure you want to play tonight? I can put together a junk man easy.
No. I'm sorry, but I really need this right now, okay?
Okay. Here's that water. Drink some. Anyhow, I should have sent her home. Should have known something was going to happen.
Hi. Hi, everyone. I'm going to play a little for you. I wrote this a while back during one of those big summer storms. I was looking out the window watching the rain, and I wrote this. It's called Lost.
Her face, there was a sinking, a darkening, like all the light was draining out of her.
Whether or not I have done right, whether or not I will brave the night. What I have lost, it is mine. It is the sense to leave you behind, and I'm listening to the rain.
She's staring, just staring off at nothing. Like one minute she was there, and the next minute she wasn't.
Do you hear that? It's like whispers. They're whispering.
You got this.
I'm sorry. I need to go.
Then what?
She left. Just left. Set down her guitar, walked off that stage. Out the door.
You didn't go after her. She obviously needed help.
Why? I tried. I called after her, chased after her. By the time I got through the crowd to the parking lot, she was gone. Anyway, I got something for you. This look familiar?
Your guitar.
You play?
I look like the kind of guy that plays.
Wolverine, The Lost Trail, will return after these messages.
I really need to talk to you.
Oh, you remember what I said before, kid?
Yeah, my business. I live longer, but...
I know you were spying on me and Burl on the porch.
How'd you... Okay, I was. But...
Leave me
listen,
alone.
I think whatever took Maureen took my mom.
What are you talking about?
The whispers. I heard them too. I know this sounds crazy, but... There was this storm, see? And then this whispering started up. Then I tripped, hit my head. Then when I woke back up, my mom and everybody back home... They vanished. It just disappeared. I think they were following the whispering and...
Slow down. Whispers. Is that what you said?
Yes. Whispers. Just like what Maureen was telling Burl. It's like ghosts in your ears. I swear I heard it.
Okay, stop. Where'd this happen? Where'd you lose your mom?
In Rockville. South of Hopedale. I'm telling you. We're looking for the same thing, Logan.
Stop again. Just stop. Forces. You were saying this happened in...
Rockville.
Rockville?
Yes, my home. It was home, anyway. Not the sort of place you found on the map.
But it is a town.
Backwater, yeah. Still houses, boathouses, boardwalks.
How many people?
30 of us. Mostly mutants.
Why mostly mutants?
Humans, too. We all had each other's backs. Mama wanted it that way. She started up Rockville back in the day to get away from all the hate.
But you're not a mutant?
No.
Your mom, then?
Yeah. Mama had a green touch. Touch a seed and make it twist into a shoot. Run her hand along Magnolia and all the blooms will pop. Seems like wherever she go, butterflies will follow.
Well, wasn't that nice?
Nothing fancy. That was true of everybody in Rockville,
okay,
really.
Kid, I don't care about.
Like Catois, he could put his hand in the water and call a fish to him. Or a wood duck who could obviously fly. And then
get to the point.
Point is, they all gone now, Logan.
Hold on.
All except me. They all disappeared on the same day. It happened a few months ago, just a normal Saturday. I was at the farmer's market in the city on Peter Street, selling chanterelles like usual, except Mama wasn't with me. But it was all right. I like being in the city. Usual, Miss Catherine, 3 pounds.
5. I'm going to put a fricassee on the chef's special this week.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Mm.
Every Saturday I come here, and every Saturday I swear the line gets longer and your pile gets bigger.
I know, right? Because I'm the best.
I know you're not gonna tell me where your patch is, but can you give me a ballpark?
Southeast. Out in the bayou, St. John.
That's pretty wild country down there.
That's my backyard.
I'm so nosy.
It's all right.
I'm holding up the line, aren't I?
Thanks for putting us on the menu.
please. Thank you, Marcus. See you next week.
See you then.
My. What a table of treasures this is.
And then he stepped up to my table. All freshly forged?
Yes, I can see that it is. Marcus, is it? Would you be a friend and bag up 2 pounds for me?
Sure thing.
thank you. You know, I like to cook my chanterelles with butter and garlic and a little flake sea salt.
There's something funny about them. I couldn't put my finger on it. Yeah, mutton chops, kind of like yours, but it's connected to his mustache. And he was wearing a suit, velvet suit. It was a hot day, you hear me? And his smile, I don't know. There's just something off about it.
Well, here you go.
Ma'am, excuse me, ma'am.
What? Oh, sorry, I got my hands a little full here. So.
Well, no, I hate to bother you, but ma'am, I do love children, and they tend to take a shine to me, ma'am.
Oh, there now, Dumpling.
You're hard, aren't you? And you're teething on top of that. I know just what you like.
And just like that, he opened up his hand, and there it was, waiting in his palm.
An ice cube.
Big, fat, square ice cube.
There now.
Where did you?
Doesn't that feel good on those sore gums, though?
Do that.
I'm a baby whisperer, I suppose you could say. It's a gift.
Yeah, but the eyes.
I'll give her back to you now, dear.
Thank you.
Of course. I'm happy to help.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Marcus.
£2.30 is $60. Cash is appreciated.
Thank you, son.
This is way too much.
No, I think that's just right.
I beg your pardon.
It's come to my attention, son, that you live in a, let's call it a community outside the city. This didn't happen to be the mutant community. I heard rumors about you.
No, don't
you worry. I'm not one of those people. I'm with you.
Let me get you some
change. No, you keep it. I insist now. And there's more where that came from. That is, as long as you're willing to give me a little tour of Rottville. What do you say to that?
Why do you want to know about Rottville?
I'm a friend. I'm an ally. I'm one of you.
It's nothing special, really. It's just.
I think you're wrong about that, Marcus. I think it sounds very special to me.
I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, I guess I wasn't thinking at all. Like, all that cash blinded me. I guess I agreed to take him to Rockville, because the next thing I know, we're there. He's there with me. All right? Home. Welcome to Rockville. What a lovely spot this is, Marcus. Yes, I mean, I can't wait to get out of here, person. There you go. Need a hand?
Thank you. Oh, what lovely manners you have. Thank you, sir.
That's fine. This way. It's a hidden up ahead.
You go ahead, son. I'll catch up in a moment.
All right. Something was blowing in. Fast. And there was nothing in the forecast.
Hey, Mama!
So I ran ahead to find my mama.
Mama, honey, where are you? It's about to open up.
Right, she was in the town square. She was helping all the neighbors get inside out of the rain.
I'm coming, Mama.
I could see her 1 second, and then the next. It's the wall of rain.
Mama, I'm right here. I'm coming.
It was like she was getting erased.
Mama, I'm right here. Mama!
I don't know how to describe it. The whispering. Except it was like every worrying wish I ever had was arguing with itself. A crazy mess all happening up there. The thoughts were mine and not mine. But more than that, it was a feeling like a hair up on the back of your neck, top villain. Storm was right on top of us, but my head was so busy I could hardly focus on where I was putting my face.
Mama!
Big branch came down. That's the last thing I can remember. I must have hit my head on a rock or a root or something. I don't know.
How long were you out?
Not sure. 10, maybe 30 minutes. Next thing I remember, I was laid out on the ground and my head was throbbing. And everything felt off. I ain't trust my memory because nothing seemed right. But the weirdest thing is that my clothes were dry. The storm had passed. And maybe pass is the wrong word because it was like never there. No rain puddles, not a single broken branch, blue skies. I got up, walked around, and there's no one in sight. I mean, no one. Everybody gone. Vanished. Mama, too. I was all alone. I'm all alone.
You still living there?
I go back every few days. Check to see if anybody comes back. None. Staying here now. Earl's joint.
You never got the name of this Whisperer man?
No, he never said it. No sign of him when I woke up. Not then, not since. I don't understand what happened, but it had to be him, right? And I'm the one that brought him there. What's that look? What are you thinking?
I don't know what to think.
Where you going right now? I could come with. I mean, we could team up, figure this thing out.
It's not happening, kid.
Come on, man. Why not? Think I can't handle myself? I can handle
myself.
There's
dangerous people after me and Maury.
You mean the Whisper Man?
No, I don't. No, I don't think so anyway.
Then who?
Just trust me when I say you get mixed up in this, you're going to end up dead.
I'm already mixed up in this. I ain't scared. You seen me earlier. Stood up to you. I ain't scared.
Well, you would be. She actually knew what you were up against.
Logan, wait. Where you going?
Sorry about your mom, kid, but I'm not the guy you're looking for.
What? The hell is what?
Get out of my way.
Wait. You can't leave like this. No. No. Stop. You can't leave. Back. So yeah, like I said, I ain't seen nothing really worth mentioning that night.
Okay. You're good at that, Marcus.
Thanks. Been getting a lot of practice lately. I mean, everybody want oysters.
Do you like working here?
It's alright. I mean, people nice. You want one?
I always think of you. I don't think Burl really cares.
That's sweet of you to offer, but no, thank you. So, Marcus, I want to ask you one more time about last night, just to make sure I'm following. You never spoke to a man named Logan?
No, ma'am. Nope.
Interesting.
What's that?
Well, it's just that your employer, Burl, he stated otherwise.
He did, huh? What'd he say?
What do you think he said?
Well, beats me, I don't know. I mean, oh, you know what? He must have meant when Logan was first messing with him. When he shoved girl up against the wall because I was like, dude, stop! You know what I'm saying? Like, I took my oyster knife, this same one right here, and I was like, hey, you mess with Burl! You mess with me! You know? Something like that.
That was brave of you.
Right? I know. It really wasn't nothing, though. No. See me in action.
Well, tell me what happened next, Marcus.
Well, I pointed the knife at him, and I mean, basically, the short version is, he let Burl go.
Wow. Why didn't you tell me this before?
Well, you were asking if I talked to him, so that word to me, understand, means conversation. Did I have a conversation with Logan? No, I had no conversation. I mean, this was more of a one-way thing. Me going like, stop that crap or else. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what did Logan want from Burl? You didn't hear anything? Logan wasn't asking questions?
I didn't hear anything.
And then what?
Then what?
Now, I mean, what happened after you so bravely stood up to a man who was, I should note, a killer?
Killer?
How old are you, Marcus?
16. Basically 16. Well, 16 in October.
You'd be 17 before I finished off listing the dead.
You serious?
This is a very, very dangerous man we are dealing with. Which is why it's so important that you help me. What did Burl and Logan talk about?
You know, where's Burl anyway? I saw you earlier coming out of his apartment.
Do you know there's a security camera out front?
No.
Yeah. In the parking lot. Are you okay, Marcus?
Yeah. Fine. I'm fine.
You look a little sick. Do you need some water?
I mean, maybe. Maybe. Some iced tea. That'd be good.
Tell you what. I'm going to get you a nice, cold iced tea. They'll taste delicious on a hot day like this, I bet. And in the meantime, you just sit here. And you think. And you remember. I can tell you're a good kid. I know you'll do the right thing.
Wait.
Yes, Marcus?
What'd you say your name was again?
My name is Agent Sally Pierce.
Marvel and Stitcher present Marvel's Wolverine, The Lost Trail, starring Richard Armitage as Wolverine, directed by Brendan Baker, associate directed by Chloe Prisinos, produced by Jenny Rattle at Mast, Chloe Wilson, and Daniel Fink, written by Benjamin Percy. Blair Brown as Bonnie Roach, Bill Heck as Gambit, Rodney Henry as Marcus Baptiste, Bill Irwin as Jason Wingard, Willie Carpenter as Burl, Giselle Foster as Burl's patron, Bonita Hamilton as Woman in Audience, Rachel Holmes as Marine, Christina Bennett Lind as Agent Pierce, Mugga as Ruby, Elizabeth Page as Catherine Fawcett, Erica Smith as Mother. Our associate producer is Stephanie Kariuki. Our production manager is Whitney Rowlett. Casting by Susan Scheel. Our recording engineer is Colin Alexander. Additional engineering by Andy Christens, Jared O'Connell, and Dave Seidel. Our studio manager is Ashley Warren. Production assistance from Brittany Brown. Original composition by Deru. Marine song, Lost, is written and performed by Nona Marie Invy, sung by Rachel Holmes. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Brendan Baker and Chloe Prisinos. Assistant editing and additional sound design by Paulus Van Horn. Post-production services provided by Phenomophon. Production legal by Eric Spiegelman and Michaela Gross. Executive produced by Dan Buckley, Joe Quesada, Dan Silver, and Chris Bannon. Our executive editor is Peter Clowney. Marvel's consulting producers are Harry Goh, Sarah Amos, John Cirelli, and Angelique Rocher. Special thanks to Dave Althoff, John Delore, and SAG-AFTRA. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast. Wolverine is a production of Marvel, Phenomophon, and Stitcher. For more information, visit wolverinepodcast.com.